Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Steve Bry. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley bunts in front of the plate. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to third. Wilfong moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bostock is walked intentionally. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-0 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball 4. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Bob McClure now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thormudsgaard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adams is called out on strikes. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cubbage strikes out. 2 outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing second base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-2 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carew strikes out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Quirk reaches second base with a double. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sam Hines now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Weiniger strikes out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Weiniger moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon pinch hits for Larry Haney. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thormudsgaard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-3 in the game. Joshua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Childs pinch hits for Rod Carew. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bry. Childs reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Thormudsgaard now pitching. Craig Cusick now playing first base. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cooper strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.